Hello, I am Cody Watson here with Tobias Johnson on the LAS Story Chasers Radio. Today we're going to talk about the NFL Draft. Tobias, who are your top five picks for this year's draft?
First, I had offensive tackle from Texas A&M, Luke Jokel, going to the Kansas City Chiefs. Second, I had defensive end from BYU, Ziggy Ansah, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Third, I had defensive end from Oregon, Deion Jordan, going to the Miami Dolphins. Fourth, I had quarterback from West Virginia University, Geno Smith, going to the Philadelphia Eagles. Fifth, I had offensive tackle from Oklahoma, Lane Johnson, going to the Detroit Lions.
Well, Tobias, how did the top five picks in the draft turn out?
Well, I was very, very, very wrong. Okay, so the person who went to the Kansas City Chiefs was Eric Fisher from Central Michigan. He wasn't even in my top five.
Was he the first pick?
Yes. He was the first pick, Cody.
Okay.
Second, going to the Jacksonville Jaguars, was my first pick, Luke Jokel. Third, this was actually my third pick, the defensive end, Deion Jordan, who went to the Miami Dolphins. Fourth, this guy went in the second round. He didn't even go in the first round. I couldn't have even been more wrong. Went to the Philadelphia Eagles, Lane Johnson. Next, I had him as my number two pick. Went to the Detroit Lions, BYU, and Ziggy Ansah.
Well, Tobias, were you surprised that Landry Jones, the quarterback from Oklahoma University, wasn't drafted in the in a higher round?
Well, Cody, I know you're an OU fan, but in my opinion, there were a lot more quarterbacks that other teams would have taken. Let's just say Geno Smith, quarterback for West Virginia, he was very good. E.J. Manuel, quarterback Florida State. Mike Glennon, quarterback for North Carolina State. Ryan Nassib, quarterback for Syracuse. And there's just Landry Jones, he went in a medium round, and I think he's a medium quarterback, NFL style. He had the most yards in Big 12 history, but I just don't know how good he will do in the NFL.
All right. I agree with you, Tobias, about Landry, because even though I'm an OU fan, I'm not even sure he should have been drafted. He's okay, I'll tell you. But that's all we have for today, folks, so have a nice time.
And don't forget.